One can see all of these issues arising with the emergence of podcasting, a whole new tool for globalizing the local. I got a glimpse into this phenomenon in October 2005 when I visited a small apartment in suburban Shanghai that is home to China's leading podcasting website, Tudou.com. We already have 13,000 channels on our site, and about 5,000 of them are updated regularly, explained Gary Wang, 32, the Fuzhou-born and U.S. and French-educated Chinese engineer who founded Tudou, which means potato in Chinese. Any Chinese can create his or her own channel of video or audio content on Tudou, and other individuals sign up to get the content on that channel each time new material is uploaded. For now, the service is free. Eventually, Tudou will charge a monthly subscription. I want to create hundreds of thousands of different channels, maintained by just average people, where other people can access them and download the material, added Wang. And he will, because the ease of uploading and podcasting means there are almost no barriers to entry, as long as you have a computer, a camera, and a microphone. There are still political limits on what you can say from China, but who knows how long those limits will be sustainable. Tudou.com censors porn and anything that violates Chinese law or directly threatens the communist government. Tudou's most popular podcast when I visited in October 2005 was a video of two 20-year-old Chinese women lip-syncing a popular Cantonese rock tune. They got bored, explained Wang, so they went out and bought their own webcam, which can be found in Shanghai for the equivalent of $6, used Microsoft Movie Maker, software that comes bundled with Windows XP, made their own 3-minute MTV-like podcast, and uploaded it onto Tudou.com. It was viewed 75,000 times in the first 3 months. It took them 1 hour to make and 15 minutes to edit, said Wang. The girls, who call themselves The Beans, now have their own internet fan club. Another favorite is a podcast by two Chinese architecture students wearing Houston Rockets jerseys, the team of Chinese-born NBA star Yao Ming, and lip-syncing a Backstreet Boys tune. A slideshow on life in Shenzhen had been viewed 16,000 times, prompting all sorts of accompanying commentary from viewers. The second highest viewed podcast when I visited was a concert by an underground rock band at a Shanghai bar. Tudou's goal, said Wang, will be to connect Chinese people to their tastes and to their potential collaborators. We will have a huge content database, and we will share the revenue with content providers. Wang added, we created this platform for free participation, and people just come in. With all kinds of tools becoming cheaper and cheaper, the creative part of people will naturally grow and explode. Yes, I know, I am a little ahead of myself. Very few Chinese have ever even seen an iPod, so most of the podcasting that does exist here is created and viewed or heard on PCs. Once the price of an iPod, music or video, comes down, though, there will be a huge podcast market here. Many of the current podcasts are junk, but the quality, too, will surely improve. The ease of podcasting will force competition and experimentation. Wang first heard of podcasting only in 2004. Some 13 months later, he had the most popular podcasting site in China, with 100,000 registered users, 8 employees, 40 volunteers, and a U.S. venture capital backer. News of his site was spread for free by Chinese bloggers. The office he was using when I visited rents for $500 a month, and some of his employees also slept there. Almost all the software that runs Tudou.com is from free, open-source material on the web, an Apache web server, free BSD, a free Unix operating system, MySQL, a free database system, and PHP, free programming language. Wang wrote the algorithms that run Tudou.com himself. Comparing China to America and Europe, where he studied, Wang said, "With the same amount of money, I can do 10 times more here. I can live on $1,000 a month in Shanghai and have the latest technology in all these servers. Anything you can find in the U.S. is here." In China, the combination of low costs and lowered barriers is making the process of creating cultural content cheaper and, as a result, more popular. That's why I am confident this flattening phase of globalization is not going to mean more Americanization, but more globalization of local cultures, art forms, styles, recipes, literature, and opinions. More and more local content made global. We have different songs than Americans, and we want to express different things, but the desire is the same, said Wang. We all want to be seen and heard and be able to create stuff we like and share it. People from all over the world will draw knowledge and inspiration from the same technology platform, but different cultures will flourish on it. It is the same soil, but different trees will grow. And you thought the Cultural Revolution was over. Sorry, it's just beginning. Only China's newest Cultural Revolution is going to be driven this time from the bottom up, thanks to the Flat World platform, by podcasters with Apple's little white iPods, not from the top down by Maoists with little red books.